P.S. I Love Hoffman is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
Iggy Pop! Amen! Let it rock!
I'm a fucking idiot.
Red meat, we crave sustenance.
I'm an artist.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Bowie.
It's fun to have some fun.
Tommy,
it's a tape thing.
Whoever she is, I'm going to find her and I'm going to hurt her.
I've spent the past 3 years learning Finnish.
I'm always home. I'm uncool.
This is a process of dehypnotization.
Shut up!
Need a little bit of water.
Hey, Hoff fans. Welcome to P.S. I Still Love Hoffman, our love letter to the remarkable career of the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman. I'm still Brian Rodriguez.
And I'm still Kyle Reinfried.
We're always home, we're always uncool, and we're always ready to talk things. Philip Seymour Hoffman, we're always ready to watch Philip Seymour Hoffman films. And that's what we're doing today. Rewatching the film that won, and Kyle, I'm sorry, it was not Along Came Polly.
It's okay, this is still a great movie, but you guys are hating on Along Came Polly. And again, it's not about Along Came Polly, it's about Philip Seymour Hoffman in Along Came Polly.
Absolutely.
And how he is a comedic powerhouse, and I wish he was in more stuff. I don't think he was discouraged because of that movie.
No.
Or anything like that, but he's hilarious in that movie. So I'm sorry, yes, get through the Ben Stiller, Jennifer Aniston scenes you don't like. Because, you know what? Every other scene has Phil... If it's not back-to-back, every other scene is Philip Seymour Hoffman.
And if it doesn't,
yeah,
it has naked Hank Azaria.
Yeah, and it also has Hank Azaria and Alec Baldwin, who are hysterical in that movie. You guys are a bunch of idiots. I love you. Thank you for listening, idiots.
But enough of Along Came Polly. We'll throw it back in the hopper at some point. Today we're talking about Pirate Radio, a.k.a. The Boat That Rocked. We'll probably be watching the American version, I'm assuming.
Yes, this is like just shy of 2 hours, so it's that version, unless there's multiple versions like that. But it says on IMDb that it's 2 hours and 15 minutes. So point being, there's, I think, an extended cut. I think that's the UK, The Boat That Rocked, the more like, I don't know. Supposedly there's a version with maybe more naked women in it. I don't know. But this is the... Pirate Radio, American version, just shy of 2 hours.
Yeah, and what are we watching it on today, Kyle, as we're in your dojo? Just so people know, like in the watch-along of the
Voodoo.
Voodoo. Voodoo, okay.
Voodoo. It said $9.99 to purchase on Amazon. I'm like, I'll do that. And then I go and it says $14.99. I'm like, five more dollars was just...
Gotcha. So not as easy to find as one would think, but still
no.
A fun movie.
And I watched it.
A great character.
I watched it recently, and I definitely didn't... I didn't watch it on Voodoo. I thought maybe they took it off Amazon too. Rent, and they just have it to buy.
They took a lot of stuff off Amazon recently like that. But just want to clarify, guys, we are rewatching.
Yes.
And at go, you'll press play.
Yes, and we're at the cusp. It's universal, so it's like the sunrise around planet Earth.
Yeah, right. Like when you press play, you want to pause right at the logo and then wait for us to say go.
Yeah.
And that's when you're going to repress the play. But remember, guys, you want to stick through the entire episode, despite how boring we are. Because you want to hear what you're going to vote for our September 1st episode.
So then you can be bored in September.
Will you wish me a formal happy birthday, Kyle,
on this
episode? Or no, wait till it happens. September 1st, maybe. Or no, but then you're late.
Yeah, late. Huh. So,
well, I don't know if I wished you a formal happy birthday on our June episode. So it was funny because it came out like the same day, right?
No, mid episode was
the mid. Yeah, we didn't even acknowledge it. Wow.
No, I don't crave attention like you.
I'm just kidding. You don't need to wish me happy birthday. It was a joke. But this is the August 1st episode. Wow, summer is flying by.
Yeah.
Every time I say it, I'm like, oh, summer's over. But at least you get to spend a midsummer afternoon, perhaps, with our soothing tones. So, Kyle, are you ready?
I'm ready. All right, let me get it in 3, 2, 1, go.
And it started playing. And just a reminder, guys, please subscribe to us on all the podcast apps available pretty much anywhere and everywhere. And, of course, you can also listen to us at cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me. Like our Facebook, our Instagram, our Twitter. Anything else we should say? Oh, reviews.
Yeah, reviews. It's algorithms. We don't understand them, but it helps.
We're loving your comments, by the way. There was not... I mean, yes and no. A lot of them were very anti-Long King Polly. But somebody commented, and I have to check who, is like, is Long King Polly ever going to get elected?
We shall see. Now with 20th Century Fox, like, no longer, like, a, you know, studio, does Universal have the best, like, fanfare?
If there is no 21st Century Fox, they will bring that back somehow.
I think since Disney owns it now, I would love if it was put before Star Wars again.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because that was just a big part.
Who's the director of this?
It is Richard Curtis, who directed like Love Actually and then wrote a lot of similar films. Actually, he has a movie in theaters right now that he wrote, not directed, yesterday. A very music-driven movie.
That makes sense.
All the Beatles.
That makes sense. Which Beatle are you doing? All of them.
All of them. was it Walk Hard? Paul's a big fat cunt. This is... Okay, I love it. This is... So, you know, this is not... I mean, it's historically...
It's historical fiction.
Historical fiction, exactly. This is true that, like, rock and roll at one point was illegal.
Ooh,
here we go. Right
early on.
Yes, early on.
I don't know.
No, this is a great movie for Philip Seymour Hoffman. I'm not upset by any means at this one, because I love this movie. You're going to hear countless times, pun intended.
And, as we've stated many times on our show, while he is a great leading man, he plays great in teams. When he's part of an ensemble.
Ensemble, yeah.
I mean, he's truly shown that he can be an ensemble actor, he could be a lead actor, and a supporting actor.
100%. But, so like I was saying before, like, yeah, you know, this did happen, but this boat is not, you know, a real boat. It's just a whole, you know, bunch of stories combined together, you know?
Yeah.
I love it. The Kinks playing right now. What a great song.
And I think one of my criticisms when we did this back on our first run, not the rewatch version, was that the songs didn't really make sense with the years that they were playing.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I'll walk back on that a little bit, because I think it's more supposed to show a snapshot of the time
of the
period.
Yes. Not because I constantly want to hate on the movie, but again, since this isn't about one, you know... I mean, I think they do get into specifics of year, so whatever. But still, it's not like the Queen movie, where they blatantly put things out of order.
Yeah.
And I know other movies do that too, but it's just because I'm a Queen fan.
I mean, I'm walking back on my Queen criticism a little bit as well. Because,
I'm getting harsher every day.
No, because so many people enjoyed it, and it's...
And there's a lot of people that also didn't vote for Long King Polly. Brian, there's a lot of people out there.
But... We wanted something different because we wanted, like, a history of the band. Some people just wanted music and good times.
Then watch live perform. There's so many. There's Live at Montreal Blu-ray. It's amazing. Watch that. Some great documentaries. Watch that.
And I think, again, just to bring it back here, I think people, you know, to be frank, since it's not a 100% true story, want to hear good music and watch fun acting happenings. Again, I was a little surprised on the length. Ooh, Bill Nye.
Is he Britain's Jeff Goldblum?
Kind of.
Right?
I'd say so. A little older. I mean, not...
Not terribly older.
Maybe 5 years, right?
Yeah. I'm going to look that up, actually. I'm curious. I just mean, like... So, obviously, tall, lanky...
Is he the same character he is in Love Actually?
For the most part. He's, like... He's that character's, like, dad. He's just the cool godfather? Do we miss already? Is it his... I don't think it's specifically...
Uncle, I believe.
Is it uncle? Okay.
Because he talks about his sister.
Oh, yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. But everything's so sexual that it makes me, like, hope that... Like, the way he's just like, oh, your mom was a bombshell. Yeah, like, I don't know.
Oh!
Right?
You're right. He slept with the mom, I think. God, I don't remember.
This is just a... I love boat movies. Like, it's like this crew and like then like Life Aquatic.
Shout out to Whistle Thinking, who did Boatcast.
Yeah.
They did I think it was last summer, a couple boat films. Speed 2, Cruise Control among them. Name the actors, Kyle. You're good at that.
Chris O'Dowd. Oh God. Well, I'm Reese
Darby.
Darby. Yeah. I don't know that guy.
No.
Don't know her.
She's cool though.
Yeah. I'm a lesbian. I just
didn't we see a wasn't there a young actress in this who became big?
I mean, January Jones is in it.
Is it January Jones?
But she, at this point, 2009. Yeah, she was just becoming like. Mad Men started in like 07, late 06.
Gotcha.
So she was already kind of somebody, but at the same time, filming this a year or two before. Oh, Nick Frost. Nick Frost is just like. I love this because. Welcome to the boat of love.
And that's the dude from the zombie movies, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No, he was really great recently in the WWE.
Oh, yeah, I watched that. I like that.
Fighting with My Family. Yeah, it was good. I'm not just saying that as a wrestling fan. And no, that's when I mentioned that I could see Hoffman in the Vince Vaughn character.
Yeah.
Like an ex... Like that character was...
And he was a wrestler in high school.
And that character was like an ex-wrestler who...
Yeah, he was like coming up with The Rock and then got hurt.
And that's like not necessarily not true. That's like an amalgamation.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like this. Like, yeah.
I love a lot of these people in this.
It's a great cast. And what I was going to say before is like, I love, you know, you've got Nick Frost. I mean, much bigger than Philip Seymour Hoffman, but I love these like sexy big guys, these bears that are just like representing.
Kyle, Pride was last month.
It was last month. It was amazing. I had some nutcrackers.
I guess it was 2 months ago, technically, on the...
Oh, when this is, yeah. I think the movie at one time was also called Radio Rock as well. I remember...
I think it was called Schoolhouse Rock.
Schoolhouse Rock. That needs to become a movie.
No. Stop saying that.
A furry Bill on Capitol Hill. For some reason, they'll be
fine. I'll only take an R-rated version of Schoolhouse Rock. That's all I'll accept.
Just a nickname. Thick Kevin.
I think you like this movie, too, because you romanticize, like...
Being on a boat with a bunch of my friends, my boyfriends.
Yeah, like bro time. Like, yeah. You romanticize bro time.
Yeah, just being out at sea with the boys and a lesbian. No, they have... They, like, for in, like, the time of... Mick Jagger, I love...
How do you dig Hoffman with the goatee? Like, it's a strong goatee. It's not just like a...
Yeah, it's a girthy... He's got, like, the neck beard going from it, too, you know?
Maybe I should try that. No.
I feel like I had that at one point. That was almost my Luke Hobbs. Thicker.
Listen to Too Fast, Too Forever, by the way. Yeah. Thanks for the reminder.
Fast 5 episode that we were on.
Kyle and I were both on that show recently, also on the Cage Club Podcast Network, talking about Fast 5. No Hoffman in that, and I don't know if I could picture Hoffman in that, but...
No. He's better than that. No offense.
But we still had a great time talking about Fast 5 with Joey and Joe 2.
Fucking Thick Kevin. Because it also reminds me of, like, you know, like when you're in, like, college and, like, you have, like, nicknames for people.
Yeah, this is a very... It's not a fraternity, but it's a very much, like, a kind of fraternity vibe. Yeah.
But, yeah, this is, like, for those guys, like, if you want to stay single, like, this is, like, the best situation. You're hanging out with your friends, you're, like, on the seas committing something illegal that's awesome. Rock and roll, and women...
Rock and roll!
Women, women visit... Women visit you once a month, and are really, really into you, and think that you're heroes, so that's pretty awesome.
Okay, so title-wise, we have Pirate Radio in North America, The Boat That Rocked, which is considered its official title because it's a British film.
Yeah.
And it came out in Britain as that. But again, we got Pirate Radio here in the US of A. Good Morning England in France. Radio
so,
Rock...
Good Morning Vietnam, Good Morning England.
Radio Rock Revolution in Germany.
Oh.
And I Love Radio Rock in Italy.
Okay.
So, we debated, like, the pronunciation of this, and I believe it's Reese Evans.
Oh. He's Welsh, so it's weird.
That's, yes,
you know.
But I looked it up too. It is pronounced that way.
Reese Ivins
or Evans.
Okay.
Something like that.
Oh, some Kenneth Branagh right now. He's great. And then we get
I've heard of him.
Do we not get him in this scene? We get you should. Was it from another pirate movie, Pirates of the Caribbean? Commandant.
Oh, Commodore Norrington?
Yeah, Norrington.
What's his real name? I don't even know. I know he's in this. Commodore Norrington. You're right, we do get a lot of Hoffman. James. No, his name is not James Norrington, Brian. That's Jack Davenport is the actor's name.
This is a great scene.
Yes.
I love this scene.
If you were going to cut like a Hoffman reel, this would be
In
his three, you know, like of this film.
Definitely. This would be a scene I would use.
This would be like your best man speech to somebody.
The F word. Foodie films.
Shameless plug.
Shameless
plug. Kyle, when I get married, I will let you say this exact speech.
I'm holding you to this.
In the middle of...
And Nicole will kill me.
In the middle of my, I guess, bride at that point. My bride's father's... The father of the bride's speech. In the middle of that, I'm going to get up and
get
say
up.
The speech.
Yeah. You guys have written in. This is by far the best one. Everyone's really confused. Who wrote in? What? Okay, I'm thinking...
And it said, Kyle, when I do get married, that you will be wearing the Along Came Polly Philip Seymour Hoffman, like, tux, like the high red cummerbund.
I would love to. I know this isn't going to happen, but I would, that or, you know, Bear's outfit from Armageddon. What's that? I love it. What? Okay. What's bollocks for in?
I think it's like bullshit. But
okay,
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Later.
That, no, that makes. I think. Yeah. Bullshit. Yeah. Bollocks. Yeah.
Bollocks definition, and everyone in like the Commonwealth is probably, oh my god, they have to look up bollocks. Oh, technically means testicles. But it actually means,
okay,
like,
so yeah, because he said, like, bollocks or cocks, so I just thought it was, again, something, yeah.
But it really, like, when you say bollocks, you say, like, nonsense.
It's like balls.
No, it's not like balls. Like, because we don't use, like, oh, that's a, you know, that's a balls explanation.
Yeah, but...
It means nonsense. It means bullshit.
Yeah, but Oliver Platt famously said in the movie Lake
One
Placid...
One of your favorite quotes.
Yeah. You got here before me. Balls! So he could have said bollocks if he was British. He plays such a great uptight character.
Kenneth Branagh, the director of
Thor,
yes.
And one of the what movie is coming, or a movie is coming out in, oh, for, we covered The Master, you know, last time.
Yes.
And The Master was shot, and we were talking all about 65mm and stuff like that. And one of the last movies before that was a Kenneth Branagh movie that also shot before, like, The Master and Tarantino started shooting on 65 and Nolan. Let me look it up. It was...
Really?
Yeah, it was one of... You know, he does so much Shakespeare. It was, I think, one of the...
One of those Shakespeares. Another Brit.
I think I know it was, let me look at, I know it was in the 90s. I think it was Hamlet. I think it was his Hamlet.
Oh, okay, duh. That's like his most famous.
Yeah.
Love the pipe on Rhys Darby here.
I wonder if he is supposed to be from New Zealand in this movie.
Hmm.
like, and was visiting England and got all...
I wouldn't be shocked if they even wrote the character. Not just for him, but, like, he is so distinct.
He's the best, like...
He's the best?
He's the best. I love, not, like, in the movie, but he's just, you know, it's just, yeah.
You know what, like, it's not a great film, but I, like...
Yes, Man?
Yes, Man, yeah, like, that I enjoy, that yeah. I think he's in...
He's
yeah.
so good.
Yes, Man, yeah.
Leon and I always joke about that.
I mean, look, it's got a lot of people I like. Yes, Man.
Yeah.
But he's great. I mean, he's always himself, but he's great in everything.
With his Harry Potter party. In the movie. He's so good. I like those. And I love the fashion of this time, too. Like, I would love to be wearing, like, what pretty much any of those guys are wearing. Like, look at those sunglasses.
But, like, people still... today, or maybe a revival of it, dressed like Hoffman's dressing. What's this guy called?
Handsome Mark.
Handsome Mark.
He's a sexist.
Not Handsome Dan. Recently, on my on high school slumber party, a mutual friend of ours, you were the best man of his wedding, Dan, got confused. Dan Ferrara got confused, and he thought Handsome Dan was from Airheads.
Oh.
And or my other guest, Christopher Carroll, was quick to correct him.
Wayne's World, too. I love when, like...
This movie makes smoking look cool.
Wow.
The ladies love him. The ladies love him.
Yes. Dude, I just love sea outfits.
That's another thing, too. They're not in, like...
Maritime.
The Maritime Fair, but...
Yeah. Aw, what a beautiful...
Beautiful what?
Just a beautiful, innocent man. Just like...
Who? Oh, the...
Chris O'Dowd. Just like,
Chris O'Dowd? I love Chris O'Dowd.
Yeah, like his character in this movie. I feel so bad for him.
Yeah. Now, the 60s ladies' attire are... I mean, that's never truly come back. Like, people have tried...
Yeah.
But it was like, so different.
Like, I feel like Austin Powers almost brought it back for a second. Like,
and Mad Men a little, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely Mad Men. Yeah, yeah.
Totally. We, though, like, I don't know if everyone actually dressed this colorful, though, or this is just a caricature of the time. We didn't live through the 60s. But this is, like, how can I put it? Woo. Hot kiss. It's like how we'd want to imagine the 60s, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Especially the 60s in Britain or off the coast of Britain.
Aww.
A lesbian's a punchline.
And the weatherman.
What's this actor again? Sorry, the lead? Look at the count. Two ladies going upstairs.
Yeah, he's the man. That actor's name is Tom Sturridge.
What's he from?
And the character's name, this is Carl. He was in Velvet Buzzsaw. I still didn't watch that, but that was that Netflix movie.
Sorry, they're clarifying the relationship with Bill Nighy. He has suspicions that he might be his father.
Yeah. Yeah, so definitely not his uncle.
No. I hope not. It's like a family friend. Sorry. Anything that this guy is from? He has a familiar face, but I just can't place it.
I think that's just like one of those generic pale British faces.
Sorry, British fans.
It's okay. There's generic American looks. Probably like fat and slack-jawed or something to make fun of us. I don't know. No, he's really not in a lot of... wasn't in a lot of stuff.
I guess not. I guess I remember him from this. Yeah, you're right.
Chris O'Dowd is reading a bird book, Brian. That's right up your alley.
I do like birds, but I wouldn't call myself a very good birder. I'd like to retire and be a bird watcher.
And do a big year.
Yeah, I have a big year. I'd like to retire and do that, but...
Did you like the movie Big Year?
It wasn't as bad as some people said.
Yeah, but it was for getting three pretty funny, not pretty funny, Steve Martin, a comedy legend, Jack Black, incredibly funny, Owen Wilson, funny in his own right,
Yeah, it and should like, have been funnier.
Should have been
better.
A better. Yeah.
And I never read the book. I want to.
Oh, I didn't know. It was,
yeah, it's a very popular book, and people who have read the book have said the book is so much better. It's not.
I mean,
close.
A lot. Yeah, people usually.
But not. That. But not. It's not even one of these things. Oh, they did this or did that. Like the book is funnier, even.
Okay, so we're about to get to a very inappropriate, like the like.
Especially by today's standards.
By today's.
But probably standards. By any standards of any day.
Incredible. Yeah.
And
exactly.
Considering this is a fictional story, that this isn't like based on a true thing.
Yeah.
It's like kind of screwed up.
Yeah, that they. But again, I guess it's showing.
Those are the 60s.
The 60s. I mean, we're known for being like.
There's a Charles Manson poster in the background.
Really? Oh God.
At least it looks like it. I don't even know what to say to this. I know when we first saw it, Kyle, you were a big fan of it, and I was like, no, that's kind of wrong. And
are you being serious right now?
No, I'm kidding.
I don't know.
You might, time
live
to change.
Yeah, exactly. Live and learn, yeah.
Time to change.
Yeah.
Huh, I didn't notice this, but there's a good interview of Philip Zimmer Hoffman talking about this film on YouTube that neither of us watched. Would have been good prep. Oh my God, he's naked.
So start brushing my teeth. Why are you still... Like, this is... I get it. For even the comedy purposes, it's like, yeah, okay. Like, and he does, like, mention it right now, but it's like he's so painfully skinny compared to Nick Frost. Like, how... What did you say? You're a bit chunkier. You're quite chunky. I love she's still wearing her sunglasses on her hair.
That's why, again, this movie's more like a cartoon.
And just like peed in front of him too. Like, it's just a very, it's just a total caricature of like the 60s.
Yeah. And you know, I think this is also like maybe we're, you know, like, oh, this is wrong. And I think it is. But this might be that patented, like, cheeky British humor.
Oh, that cheeky British humor. No, I agree.
You know, that, like, pushes boundaries.
Yeah, I mean, that's still...
Benny Hill.
It didn't happen. Like, you know, like, I'm not going to try to get all... Like, it's just... I don't know. Like, if someone watches this and really goes, I'm going to try to do that, they're just... They're idiots in their own right. They're going to do something idiotic without watching this movie, this scene.
Yeah.
So, fair. I'll just say that. Oh, bless you. Oh, nice little hug. Are you going to wear... I mean, besides once you get married, are you going to get into rings at any point?
I hate rings.
Me too.
I hate... I don't wear watches, even.
I hate feeling
unbalanced.
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever drawn that comparison between us, but we're...
Not jewelry wearers?
Except for my one... Like, when I had my ear pierced once.
You had your ear pierced, and you used to have that thick gold chain that used to go in your chest hair, but besides for that...
Yeah, with the Christ of the... No. Sorry.
So that's fair. So nothing happens, right?
No.
Okay, so...
No, it's not Revenge of the Nerds or anything like that.
I thought it... I like, misremembered.
Look at the queen. She's looking hot. I just watched the King's Speech the other day.
Same director, right?
Yeah.
Kidding.
No, it's the director of the upcoming
Cats.
Oh,
yeah, I even forgot about that. We were talking about Cats.
Yeah, before we started recording this episode, we had, like, a 15-minute conversation on Cats.
This is Commodore Norrington right here.
Rum-tum-tugger. Tugger, whatever.
I should not have corrected you. I don't care.
I think you're secretly a fan of Cats.
A huge Cats fan.
Could you see
Hoffman and Cats?
No. Definitely not the Cats that's being made and coming out this, you know. But I did hear him say that, you know, he wishes he could work with Taylor Swift someday. It was one of his last interviews. I think at Sundance he said that. Is that guacamole? What is that? Peas. Probably peas. I'm an idiot. Probably some mashed peas.
So I'm reading. So the original cut was pretty long. Focus distributed it here in the United States and cut it down.
I love this.
What's this guy's name?
Damn.
I forgot about him.
Well, this is ends up being you know what in the movie.
I know what?
Ends up being... I mean, if you're...
Carl's
dad.
Yes, okay. Again, spoilers are okay. If anyone's watching this for the first time with us... Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Bob Silver, the Dawn Treader. You're Bob. Phil Seraphin's reaction. He just, even with like the hair on the forehead and like the goatee, like his face is covered in a lot of hair. He just has such amazing expressions. It's too good. Fucking, I wish Nick Frost and Phil Schumer Hoffman could have been in more stuff together.
Yeah, only thing, unfortunately. Could you see him in the Cornetta universe?
Yeah, I could. If it ever, like, I mean, obviously he's, like, he would... There's not many times that he didn't play an American, right? He does...
Gunther Bachmann.
Gunther Bachmann. Which he's also fantastic at.
Also recently, Owen Mahoney.
Yeah, Mahoney. Canadian.
Recently we talked about that because it was Canada Day.
Yeah, true.
I totally got too into my 4th of July plans, and on the social media was all about Canada Day on July 1st, but did not post anything about July 4th. Sorry, America. I should say, sorry, USA. Canada is technically part of North America.
This is true, but we own it, so...
We own it. They're leasing it. They're leasing the hat from us.
Yeah.
Come on, no. We love our Canadian fans.
I'm not saying I love them, but they're good tenants.
You love them like you would love a child, right?
Yeah.
They're still your child.
Aww. Let's see. Any other movies that he... I think it's just those two movies that he doesn't play an American.
So in 2017, actually, Time Magazine wrote a great article about these boats that rocked.
Mm-hmm.
And most people who were on these boats said it was nothing like this at all. Especially the party aspect. That... Like, one of the Americans who was a DJ on it said, we were only allowed 2 beers a day. If people got drunk or were staggering all over the place,
they were kicked off the boat.
Full of drugs and beer, it's dangerous if you fell off the side of the boat, you'd never survive it. You know, so, like, they were not fans. The real DJs were not fans of this film. So let's just embrace the caricature nature of it.
Yeah, I'd rather just watch this movie than hear it from there. You know, sometimes, so, in that... no, but I was gonna have sympathy for people that are fans of Bohemian Rhapsody, but I don't.
Stop.
Oh, look, Sean, how pissed
Connery
off
as Bond next time, but yeah.
What?
Did you see the Sean Connery Bond in the background?
Oh, no, I missed it. I was way
so
too...
why is Hoffman pissed off? I was reading this quote.
Because however we decide to pronounce his name is coming on the boat. Reese Ifans. Yeah. And he was, you know, he left and he went to America, but then he's coming back. Gavin. Kavanaugh. He's so cool. And, like, I like this because, so, like I said, Richard Curtis wrote Notting Hill, and that, I think, was the world's introduction to Reese Ifans.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the... I wish I could rock this.
You could if you wanted to.
I don't know if I can pull off that long of a feather in a hat.
That's the only thing you can't pull off in this outfit.
Yeah.
Everything else would be okay, it's just that feather.
And the rings, because I'm not a ring guy. Actually, I probably look good in rings, though. I'm just not a ring guy.
Who do you think you're most like?
Who do I...
In the entire world, not just this film. No, just...
I honestly would like... I do think, slash I would like to think, a combination of Philip Seymour Hoffman and Nick Frost.
How about me? And don't say the guy's true dad.
You're Bob. just because of the curly hair.
I'll take the lesbian.
I think you're...
Reese Darby.
Bill Nighy. And
I will definitely take that.
And Reese Darby.
No, I don't want to be Reese Darby.
But it's just, no, because you have, like, quips. And he's good with
fair. He's not his quite his Flight of the Conchords guy here, but he's close. Do you relate to this film as a podcaster? There's a lot of girls peeing in this film. I'm not against it, whatever. That's something that people do.
I've just been, that. Like, two.
Two is more than most films, you see.
Well, we don't know. She might have been taking a shit.
Fair, so fair.
Yeah.
So whose slot did they bump him into? Did they say?
I think that...
Because
no,
Hoffman's pissed, I'm wondering.
No, they didn't say... No, he's just pissed because of just, like, you know, like, he was the big dog on the boat. I think they have a bit more of a back history. I mean, we see it when they play, like, Chicken Later.
Yeah.
The soundtrack is just so good. And I wonder how much music they got to they had to actually pay for, because there's so many quick clips of music. You know, there's that, like, you only have to pay X amount if it's, like, X amount of seconds.
This should have a great soundtrack, but I'm not sure if, like, by what you're saying, if they would pay for the full song.
I'm going to look up their soundtrack and see what they put on it. And this is one of those, like, Boogie Nights had, like, two full albums for their music. This is a movie
this could, if it did better, yeah.
Yeah.
Save the Last Dance, I think, had three. High School Slumber Party.
I'm sorry?
Save the Last Dance, I think, had three.
Oh, wow.
But that, you know, I think a lot of it was inspired by.
Oh, Pirate Radio soundtrack on vinyl.
Yeah, that's the only way I would get it. Not to be a snob, but.
So on the soundtrack album is The Boat That Rocked, because like you said, it is technically their proper name. It has 32 songs, so it must be two albums then. I mean, especially if it's vinyl, but that's weird. What year did Bowie is like mid-70s? I think we definitely did this on the episode. We were talking like the songs and putting the years to them.
There's a Bowie song on there?
Let's Dance.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. No, because I was going to say, like, there is obviously like there's 60s Bowie.
Yeah, I mean, there's Isley Brothers, Lorraine Ellison, Dusty Springfield, Moody Blues, Cat Stevens. Oh, this is a movie. This uses...
Yes.
I mean, who did it better, this movie or Guardians of the Galaxy? Or did Guardians of the Galaxy 2 steal it from this movie? I don't know, but it's such a great song.
And we talked about another Cat Stevens song when we did Almost Famous. I think The Wind, it briefly plays.
Yeah.
Cat Stevens is great.
I need some more Cat Stevens songs. Ooh, they got Jim.
Well, you're not going to get it because he's Yusuf Islam, which is totally fine.
No, I'm saying... Oh, she's just lovely. This, to me, is like...
And that's what's her name, right? She's in something.
Oh, we do, yeah.
This is the one I was talking about. Like, I know her face.
She... Let's see.
Oh, sorry for the silence. We're just both looking up who this is.
She's on Westworld.
Yes, Westworld. Okay, Tallulah Riley. I just found her as well.
Yeah.
She's great in Westworld. She also is in Inception.
Yeah. Nothing else.
No, but like Westworld is where I was like, oh yeah.
Okay. But yeah, so she is like what I almost like in my like my mind like.
By the way, Let's Dance, David Bowie. What year? I'll give you within one or two because album and single came out different years.
77.
83.
The fuck?
So why is that on that soundtrack?
I don't know.
Now, I guess you don't have to have movies of, I mean, songs of that time.
It must be like right around China Girl.
Yeah, like that's like the era, yeah. Right?
Yeah, well, I forget what that character of his was called. Was that the Slender Man?
No, that was where he wore like the suits. Big suits.
Yeah, like Talking Heads type
suits. Yeah, Talking Heads like kind of suits.
Nick Frost, what a cock block.
But yeah, so anyway, meaning that you're more like Nick Frost.
I know, I set myself up for
walked that. Right into it.
Walked right into that.
You want to tell that story?
It was a galley door. Nothing ever happened.
And that's the point.
Because of you. I guide the... Oh my god! Laser accuracy this morning. And I'm the one that picks up the fruit. Oh my god. But anyway, Marianne to me is like the quintessential like British like...
Chippy.
Yeah, she's just so lovely.
I don't know if that's like even like there's things we say like shag, like yeah. Lesson Power popularized that, but that's like really bad word apparently.
Yeah.
Like you don't casually say like let's shag.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, shag is like I'm gonna fuck you in
the yeah.
You know, like it's heavy.
I don't know if chippy was inappropriate, so our British fans let us know.
As we are talking British words, I'm not going to have a potato chip that kind of crisp. But I'm going to have a 6-point crisp.
A beer.
I'm joining you. Yeah, it's a beer.
And I noticed you have a cup from the Aaron Rose in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a coffee drinker, but they're...
That must hit you because you're not very tolerable of lactose, so...
No, it's not so bad, honestly.
Really? Wow, because it's very, like, it, like...
Because I'm usually
it
having...
It hurts my tummy.
Foodie Films. Obviously. Maybe it did, and I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Maybe I thought it was... Maybe I blamed it on the hurricane after.
Your libations galore.
Foodie Films, New Orleans, drink the Aaron Rose. What is it, technically? It's like a... What they serve there?
What, the frozen...
It's a frozen... What? Just a frozen coffee? Like,
yeah, like a... Yeah.
It's not like a macchiato?
Well, I mean, like, technically, I think, like, cafe au lait, in a way. Like, they're, like, frozen, not like an ice cafe, because they love their cafe au lait down there.
And Kyle, I think you can...
Cafe con leche. Yes.
I think you can relate to this, like...
She's just lovely. You know, I love...
But I would love to be skinny enough to wear that kind of floral print.
There was a time where you did.
I did, and I was skinny enough.
You were. This isn't me criticizing. You rocked the Paisleys well.
I did. I loved Paisley.
Isn't that a great name for a band, the Paisleys?
The Paisleys. It must be a band somewhere.
That sounds like such a 60s band.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, with the Paisleys. I don't know what that was.
Prince's home was called, like, Paisley Park or something.
Oh, that's so cool. It's better than Neverland Ranch.
In a lot of ways, I'd hope. So what's his dilemma here?
He needs a condom because
he restart.
Yeah, because he threw it out. Because Nick Frost was cock blocking him and being like, "Oh, now I know why you asked me for that condom." And before prove to her that he wasn't just trying to sleep with her,
mm-hmm.
he threw out the window, and so now he's getting a condom from Gavin. I just love condom.
Condom.
Never use them. I never use them.
Condominiums rock.
Like, how in that quick time? How? She's kind of... I mean, I know she doesn't owe him anything.
No, she does not.
But, like, this is such a... That's a dick thing to...
Whoa, what like a slow... Do you see that? Yeah. What they did right there?
Yeah. How is she naked? Like, but again, I do love the empowerment that it gives a chunky man like Nick Frost.
Both of them. She made a choice.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, so I read, you know me and I love my IMDb trivia. This was supposed to be like an 8-second shot of just like him right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the director decided...
Tom Hooper.
The two... what's that?
Tom Hooper,
yeah. Decided... So this actor and the other guy that sits down, they were just kind of standing around on set. And because, you know, such as I'm sure they were shooting some other scene right before, right after this. And so they played So Long, Marianne. Yeah. And then he was just like, all right, guys, like, do what you would do right now if you were cheering up a mate that, you know, just went through this. And I love it. But also, this guy has a great reaction.
They're great, and this is a great scene. But, like, it's almost like if he had a heartbroken.
Well, he just could have.
He's got a little bit of blue balls, that's all.
Yeah, but he was. He kind of, like, it was love at first sight for him. I don't believe in that. I believe in lust at first sight.
You don't believe in love.
I don't believe in love, actually. Let's get into that.
Love, actually.
What do they call...
After 9/11, so many people at Heathrow Airport.
Oh, speaking of...
9/11?
No.
Okay.
Just thinking of love, actually, and then a quintessential... And she looks gorgeous in this movie. Emma Thompson.
I forgot.
Yeah. She's one of my all-time favorites.
Really? Yeah. Emma Thompson.
Yeah.
Like, in acting or in
acting
hotness?
And then, well...
We're drinking beers. We're bros on a couch.
Yeah, exactly.
We're on a boat
called couch. And we're in a journey called life. And what do they call cookies in England? Don't they have, like, a cute
biscuits.
Name for that, too? Biscuits, yeah. It's adorable. Aw, let's see friends cheering up friends. But anyway, to answer your question, one of my all-time favorite actors, and then she, to me, is just a beautiful woman. Like, she's just... I don't disagree with anything
you're saying.
She embodies everything I think...
She gets your rocks off.
She comes off as, I mean, like, I don't know her, so, but whatever. But she comes off as incredibly, like, intelligent, sophisticated, sexy, like, fun. Huh. And so she's an all around an amazing woman. Yeah.
Where do you think
I feel the same way about Meryl Streep.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing, but what roles of hers put you over the top with this, like, made you think, wow, I like this lady.
In what sense of the way that I'm saying that I like her? And just, like, her, in her acting, or just all, like, the...
Both. Hotness, acting.
I'm just looking at, I was curious if she directed anything.
So you were pissed. I mean, I was, when Alan Rickman cheated on her with that girl.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't have done it. I'm just joking.
Let's see. Well, I'm even trying to.
What
think of
CD?
The fir- I'm trying
did
to think of
get?
The first movie that I saw her.
What
in.
CD did she get in Love Actually?
Oh, Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell, yes. Yeah. Oh,
another movie with a great soundtrack.
Yeah,
Tony Curtis, and the fact that again he wrote Yesterday Man. Guy clearly just like loves music, and you know
Hugh Grant films as well because he wrote what's that breakout Hugh Grant film? Something in a, like...
About a boy.
Four weddings and a funeral, something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is good, but I haven't seen it in a while.
That's you. Hands off, you lesbian.
Yeah, exactly. That's me.
Oh, Nanny McPhee. That's
Nanny McPhee. Yeah, hot in that. Hot.
Hot. What's the hookup? Junior?
True.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to think. Actually, Junior might be the first movie I ever saw her in.
Definitely for me.
Oh, she's in the Name of the Father.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
That's not the first movie I saw her in, but I love In the Name
and
of the Father.
And then Much Ado About Nothing. That's gotcha. Kenneth Branagh. Yeah. Oh, they don't have a scene in this together, but...
A lot of collaborations, though.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, what is, like, my all-time favorite role of hers. Actually, she was really good in the Saving Mr. Banks, the...
Yeah.
That was a really good movie. Oh, Stranger Than Fiction. I always forget she plays that one character in Harry Potter. Men in Black 3. But her in this movie, like, her look is just phenomenal. I never saw acting. Men wielding men, women, and children.
Never saw it either.
Oh, I totally forgot. She's in Burnt. We'll be covering that on Foodie Films eventually.
Really?
Yeah. She was Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the Beast. Oh, she was really good in The Meyerowitz Stories. Did you see that one with Adam?
Oh,
Sandler?
I didn't see it.
Yeah. That's Noah Baumbach, right, that directed that?
Yeah. I intended to see it, and then it just didn't happen. I don't know.
I love that Thick Kevin starts planting the idea. I've been thinking. Well, therefore. Sometimes, just sometimes. I want some more Philip Seymour Hoffman. Let's get back to the big guy. He kind of takes, like, he's kind of put on, like, the back burner.
You kind of have to do that in these kind of films, on these ensembles. You got to put people on the bench for a little bit.
Yeah.
I would argue that there's too much Kenneth Branagh in this film. Like, we get it. He's trying to find them, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not because of him. I don't say, like, he's doing a bad job. But there's a little...
I think it's just showing that, like, because they do one little thing, and then, you know, that has a hiccup, and then they do another thing, that has a hiccup. And so it's just showing, like, the many attempts that they maybe did, if it's historically accurate. I think actually, when I was reading stuff, it sounded like the most accurate stuff in the film is those characters.
Really?
Like, they're not real people, but...
No,
as far as, the government... Yeah, the pursuit, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, they announced that he's getting married. Missed that scene. I love... Oh my god, the turtles. I love cuts like this. This is very...
Fine, you know, and... I wish they did kind of more of these, but this is one of my favorite scenes in the film.
Yeah. Look at the outfits.
It ends up not, you know, working out as well, but, you know.
What outfit out of all those would you want to wear the most?
We'd have to go back, and we can't do that because it's a live thing.
Yeah.
Because,
hopefully,
like,
we see.
I would need, like, to pause and
analyze.
That's
true. Yeah.
Neither of these two, though.
I love the Count's outfit. I mean, you can always...
We'll see. Hopefully, we'll see it again.
You could always be sure that Quentin's going to... Oh, here we go. One of the... I mean, supposedly she's not nice in real life.
Who?
January Jones.
Oh, I mean, who knows? We never met her in person, so...
Yeah, exactly. But she is just... gorgeous. Eleanor, can I take your time to ask you to speak your mind? Tell me that you love me better. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I love... That's a great flag. The heart with the...
I want a flag.
That's, you know, honestly
for
the
my
biggest
wedding,
reason.
Maybe.
Yeah, for cool. Your bachelor party.
Ooh, I'm not in charge of my bachelor party. You can.
I'm not either.
No, I know, but you can. I can't suggest these things.
I'm vice admiral.
You can suggest these things.
Yeah. By the way, I love Rhys Darby in this scene when he's giving.
Okay, I'm certainly not dressing like
Wait.
Bob.
The bride is pushing. Does the... Wait. Keep it fluttering. Oh, that was a seagull. That's like typical Rhys Darby humor.
Yeah, even like Flight of the Conchords, yeah. Rhys Darby humor. Like, and even his stand-up. Have you ever seen his stand-up?
Yeah.
His stand-up is not that funny.
Look at Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's just like, I'm going to sit here in the scene. Like, I think he's like, I'm on a boat. I'm going to sit here. Look at him. He's just doing it. He's drinking, you know, has a beer in his hand. I mean, probably wasn't drinking on set. But, yeah, because at that point he didn't. We won't get into that.
Who would I dress like? I like the feathers and the hats. Unlike you.
You're the... I know, it's not like they don't like them. I just don't know if I could pull it off.
You know, they'd call that in England, what just passed by?
What
it was a truck.
A flatbed?
A lorry.
Ooh. Not a carriage?
No.
Gavin.
I mean, I like the Nick Frost look.
Yeah. It's always going to be...
I love Crushed Velvet.
Yeah.
Well, I think, though, probably I would rock more the Rhys Darby with the hat like
that. The hat, yeah.
If I told you you were going to get married on a boat...
So happy.
You're happy. Like, right now, you say, okay.
How big is the boat? That's what I need
you
to
You don't know
That's
that.
Not the joke. I don't want it to be, like, a pontoon.
You don't know that, but, like, are you like, okay, you know what? I'm going on the right track in my life. If I tell you that's the one fact of your future that you learn.
I just need to know, sir. I want to get married on a cruise. I want to get married, like...
Are you criticizing all of our Hoff fans who got married on a cruise?
I'm just saying I don't want to. You're allowed to. I'm not a big fan of cruises in general.
That's not what I heard from you 10 years ago.
I sexually did well. That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean, you know... So at least they shagged.
We said we're banning the word shag.
That's a good, I like that shirt. It's a nice shirt. It's a comfy looking shirt. So blue. Look at the morning light just touching her.
She's just lovely. That your nickname, the morning light?
That's a great nickname.
It sounds like a sword in Game of Thrones.
It does.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
Just have fun. Oh, he said shagging, so I lift the band.
Oh, thank you. And Chris, O'Dowd, Irish, like...
Just finish your statement right there. Chris O'Dowd, Irish. Am I right?
No, I was going to bring up again, it is much easier to be like, oh, there's an Irish guy in this boat than, like, you know, a guy from New Zealand. But at the same time, it doesn't matter. It's all...
All Commonwealth, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, not Ireland, but, you know, unless he's Northern Irish.
Northern Ireland, yeah.
Let's assume he's Northern Irish.
And he was in a film that I covered semi-recently, Bridesmaids.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Comedy, great. With
he's an HBO show for a little bit.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was called.
It was, like, about his family and stuff like that, right?
His real family?
No, it's like, I think that was the plot was, look at him. Oh. I love his reaction, though. Time and you.
I'd like to see Chris O'Dowd in more stuff.
Yeah. Oh. Poor guy. But I don't understand. he's great. His comedic timing is perfect.
Yeah, he's really, really funny. I wonder what, like, and maybe our Irish fans or British fans or something could tell us. I wonder what got him really famous. Like, because I know he was famous abroad before he was any kind of notoriety here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, poor guy.
We're going to spend the rest of our lives together. So he was in... He was in a TV series called The Clinic for 18 episodes, but if it's British TV, that's 3 seasons because it's like 6 seasons.
It's true.
This is one of his, like,
17
first,
Hours
like,
of Marriage.
Like, first American films. Or, I'm sorry, this wasn't an American
no,
film.
No, but I guess first films that got distributed to
yeah.
the United
and then
States.
And he was in Dinner for Schmucks. We covered that
Dinner
on the
for Schmucks.
Films. He's
oh,
funny. He's
you
the,
did?
Yeah.
Who's your guest?
Leon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
It was an earlier one.
Yeah, that's funny.
Gulliver's
I watched that
Travels.
Recently. I watched that recently.
Bridesmaids. Okay, now we're going to get back to some of our main man right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I drank last night, and this beer is not making... it's kind of making me go back to... hair of the dog is not helping me.
Well, at least we'll, you know, spend the day in the hot sun after...
We are having a very musical day. I was thinking that earlier. Recording this movie, and then we're going to see...
play tambourines together later.
I could bring the tambourine. I don't have a head
hey,
to it, though.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. 60 song, right?
You think he's going to play Red Shoes?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. I'm watching The Boat That Rocked. Well, technically not. I'm watching Pirate Radio. Oh, my God.
A playground skirmish.
Oh, no.
I'm declaring war.
He was waiting for something like this to happen, though.
Yes.
Not necessarily this thing, but, you know.
I just love how blonde he is in this movie. Chicken! I wonder how he got pulled into this. You know, like, as a very British movie, like, what was the
connection?
I was
trying to look it up, and that's why I looked up the that YouTube clip. Yeah. Maybe I'll, like, step away and watch it. but
this would be the best time to actually kind of, because it's like a...
You think so? Because I have to go to the bathroom as well. I was thinking of
yeah.
watching in the bathroom.
Brian, you'll step away and...
But, Kyle, you got to entertain everyone yourself. You can't be quiet.
Just like the women in this movie, Brian, go pee. as they're racing up, what is that called? The mast? Yeah. That we are. Climbing up the mast. Philip Seymour Hoffman's gut is... If you couldn't hear, Brian said do it. Howard Cosell. So that's my really bad Howard Cosell. This looks... Did they digitally take... Phillips were often. I wonder, they definitely didn't climb this thing. You guys think that they climbed this thing? Ooh, a little. Ah, I love, it's like a Sergio Leone film right now. Go! Yeah, I don't know if I finished my statement. The main reason I would love a boat is for all the different flags. Flags are fun. Oh, they got a basketball hoop on the boat, too. I don't know about you guys. I hate heights. We rarely get to see the guys that operate the boat. We briefly saw them right there. Yeah, that's... Mm-mm. I hate heights. Even, like, one time I was walking across the George Washington Bridge. And I was scared. I was, like, walking, you know, the pedestrian walkway on, what is that, the south side of the bridge. And I was like, oh, let me just, like, look over right now. And, you know, it's a boundary. I was scared. I'm letting everyone know right now how, Brian's getting good insight. I hope you guys this will be worthwhile. He's getting good insight. Oh, I totally forgot. Phillips Seymour Hoffman has such a badass line right now. I really wish he jumped first, though. That would have been better. Oh fuck! Not even like science. That's great. Yeah. Brian's watching but listening to the interview. Sorry we didn't listen to the interview beforehand. Oh, this is... Okay, here we go. Oh, bollocks. So much bollocks in this movie. I'm all about the bollocks. Wap-a-bloop-up-wap-bamboo. I hope that's my last line ever. That looked like a real jump there. I'm putting that out there. Ooh, a black eye. Woo. Look at his,
what
his
a
arms
jump.
All fucked up. His fingers on the other hand.
Thank you, Kyle, for spotting for me there. Yeah, I was watching and listening to
the Hawk fans learned how much I don't like heights.
No, I wouldn't do a jump like that either. But
I did a jump like that naked for a beer once in Greece.
Oh, that was the boat that rocked as well in Greece.
Those Mediterraneans were pervy. It wasn't just Greeks, it was eye ties too.
So, Kyle, I learned a couple cool facts. I try to boil it down for you.
But wait, I do like this little reveal because we're like, oh man, Philip Seymour Hoffman got hurt. And then we see Gavin. Ooh, his foot does not look good. It's like black.
But you know what's nice about that? Like, they had a feud, they had a contest, and now they're pretty much cool.
So I'm sorry, so what did you learn?
A couple things, but one of the most interesting things I learned was, because of scheduling things, he joined, not joined, but like he, yeah, joined the cast on the boat like halfway through shooting, so they had to shoot a lot of his stuff.
Oh, back wow.
Quick. So he kind of implied there was a lot of like camaraderie that he wasn't a part of because they had already been on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, he just started having to start shooting and they wanted like all this realistic stuff, so he had to kind of learn the controls, on the fly and stuff. And he said it was a kind of a challenging role for him to play.
Hmm.
Because he said he's someone who considers takes himself very, very seriously. And the Count doesn't necessarily always take himself that seriously. No. Something he said about the Count that I found interesting as well was that the Count is someone who, if there's a big moment, he's going to be there.
Yeah.
But he likes to step away and have his own alone time, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something you were saying before, like how we're missing him in the movies, but like in big moments, he's always there.
Yeah. Which also works for the whole jumping in halfway through the schedule.
Yeah. And another thing, too, that I thought he said that I thought was interesting was that the Count truly believes he is the best DJ on this boat. Even if he's not, he's always going to believe that.
Yeah.
And that's how he played the role.
American arrogance. Ignorance.
Arrogance. I like their outfits here.
Yeah. Ooh, look at... That was a very similar hat that he wears in the desert in The Master. Very Indiana Jones of him.
What's the upper fifth?
What were they? I wasn't.
He's of... talking a story about like his time with a man.
I don't know. Kavanaugh.
It's a musical artist.
Oh.
A group.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard that then. I love that they know these stories about one another, so it's like totally.
Feels like the one conflict is over, clearly, and now we're going to move into the them getting busted conflict.
Well, it's that, and then there's always we're having, like, who's Carl's dad?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the who's Carl's dad.
Yeah. Carl!
Carl!
So I wonder how this movie, like, what... trying to think of, like, obviously the movie opens up with Philip Seymour Hoffman, so they make his presence known from the beginning. But then I'm just trying to think of the general... So this movie without him was going to be about Carl showing up on a boat. And then the next thing that kind of happens is Gavin showing up, and I guess someone else probably would have challenged him, or there would have been some kind
of... No, I don't think...
Something from that.
I don't think they rewrote the character in halfway through. I don't think that's what he was saying. I think because of scheduling, they just, like, he joined the movie halfway through.
I thought you were saying, like, his schedule opened, so then he was able to take a role.
I mean, that's possible. We got Hoffman? Great. Let's stack it this way.
I see. Okay. I was an idiot thinking of it another way. Yeah.
No, because that would be very hard to do. Like, shoehorn.
But at the same time,
in.
If you get Philip Seymour Hoffman, it'll be like, yeah, let's fucking write him into the movie.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Not together. Oh, Marianne. That's good. He's like, yeah, he's gonna get it. As our friend's wife once said, he's gonna get his dick wet. Sorry, that's forever on the podcast.
You know we can't edit these.
No, I know.
No comment.
Sorry, it's an inappropriate movie, so I'm making inappropriate comments.
This guy, I know he's supposed to be in the 60s, but he totally is like an angsty emo-looking guy.
He looks like he should be in Twilight.
Yeah, really?
Right? He's pseudo-Robert Pattinson.
Another Brit, right? Robert Pattinson, I think?
Yeah, and our future Batman.
And Indiana Jones at one point.
What?
That was like the heavy rumor that he would take over Indiana Jones.
Really?
Yeah. They were going to reboot the entire franchise with him.
How long ago was this rumor?
I'll look it up now.
Okay.
A while, though.
Kevin out. I like those bunk beds.
Are you a bunk beds guy?
I had a loft bed when I was younger.
5 years ago, when the rumor was.
Oh, right around the same time as, like, Chris Pratt. Because post-Guardians of the Galaxy, everyone's like, oh, Chris Pratt's going to be in the engines.
It's not in this article, but it said it came down to, it was coming down to him and Bradley Cooper to be Indiana Jones.
I 100% see Bradley Cooper even over...
I would only say, yeah, but, like, what do you want to do with it? Do you want to, like, make 10 movies? Because, like, then Bradley Cooper's a little too old for me. Not that he's old,
yeah.
You know.
Aww. Felicity finds love now. <That's>, yeah. Lovely. Yeah, this coming up scene is pretty funny. Ooh, playing a little this, who sings the original version? And then
I'm not sure music is your mistress.
The Kevin Young Carl. Wait. I love this. They play Dancing in the Streets. Not the Bowie version.
No, that...
Bowie Mick Jagger.
And that would be on par with their Let's Dance on the soundtrack.
Ooh, we haven't gotten Emma Thompson yet. I'm so excited.
You've hyped Emma Thompson up so much.
She's just beautiful. She's a bird in this movie. I love her. Philip Seymour Hoffman just makes everything, just like his gestures, just like, I wish he was my uncle.
He is.
He is our uncle. He's everyone's uncle.
He's our god uncle.
Morning.
You vest guy?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, so Hoffman's wearing a vest. Are you a vest guy?
I don't really own any. Not over a short sleeve button down. I've only worn vests, I think, you know, with suits. With suits.
Like, if she made that, like, well, who knows?
Yeah, I love vest. She.
Margaret, I love you too.
Happy Christmas. That's very non-British right there. Just say Happy Christmas.
Yeah. Very British.
Oh, didn't we look up the whole crown thing too?
Oh, right? Oh yes.
I'm having like flashbacks. Yes. To us looking up the whole tradition.
Not just the crown, the box thing.
Yeah. Very impromptu. I wish I could speak like Bill Nye. It's very, very like this.
What is it called? I'm looking it
up. You should wear more ascots. That's not an ascot per se, but it's a scarf.
But I would wear ascots. Christmas box UK.
Ooh, listen to this. Like, do it. Till the muddy water rock. Dun, 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 dun. Isn't it just weird to tell, like, a kid, though? Like, he doesn't know it's his son, but... Oh, here we go, Brian. Here's my...
The Houndstooth.
What's that, Pat? What's that?
Houndstooth, I just said. Yeah. I love Houndstooth.
Yeah. It's, like, such an interesting... I love it. She's just so... Dr. Dave... Why isn't Carl down there?
Carl. I don't know.
you would say that to make someone feel uncomfortable. That's a hot mom. Love the sunglasses and all.
Just a direct question like that.
Yeah.
If you didn't know your father, would you care who your father was? What? I'm asking a question.
Yes.
Some people don't.
I would be at least curious. I would still obviously care and then realize, like, whoever raised me, like, was the role of both parents, but as far as, like, the title of who was, you know, made the deposit.
The bag man. I love her mannerisms, right? Like,
yeah.
It's like the cult sunglasses.
Yeah. And she has this, like, one, like, look later on when she makes the decision to tell about Bob. Oh, Boxing Day.
Boxing Day.
Yeah.
But that's not what...
But she has this very... As I said, I wasn't using it just as how the British say bird. She has a very... Oh, I love... What is that thing called? When it's like a cigarette at the end of...
I don't remember.
Is it like a cigarage or something like that?
I don't know, actually.
I'll look that up.
But I learned that it's a Christmas cracker. Like, a Christmas cracker is this. I'll show you in a photo coming out.
What, for Box Day? Or?
Boxing Day. Boxing it's like Day. You open them and they look like that and you open them. They have the crown in it. They have all the stuff they're doing here.
Okay. It's dressed like the Easter Bunny. cigarette holder?
Oh, that's what it's called, a cigarette holder.
There's got to be. I don't really just smoke. I mean, it's got to be. It's probably called, like, I don't know, something by, like, another culture. I thought that was this. I have no idea how to spell or if I'm pronouncing it right, but, like, French smoking a cigarage, you know, like.
A cigarage? Like a no, cigar with a garage?
Cigarage. I just learned it from. This woman creeps me out, by the way.
Why?
She looks like she's, I don't know, deteriorating.
Like they have the Christmas crackers, too.
And yeah. That's bollocks. A good smoking jacket.
Imagine a jacket just for smoking. Mince pie, another thing. Yeah. Food films. We don't really have that here.
She's lovely. I love that he's the only one wearing the...
Cracker, sir. See?
Yeah. I love her reactions.
Ooh. So that's the cracker?
Yeah.
I thought it was bigger.
Briefly in the movie, but... Oh, the bird moment's coming up.
Have they been Emma Thompson and Philip Seymour Hoffman? Something else? You would think they would have been. They're, like, very much contemporaries.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Absolutely gorgeous. The Beast with the Beard. What a great name. This part. Ooh, just that quick. About 17 years ago. Whatever, 18. Whatever she said.
Oh, God. God.
Wow, what a way to find out.
She's so matter-of-fact.
Yeah, I was the sexually open swinging 60s, or over the 60s.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we've been told, at least. Yeah, this is the only film they've been together in.
Ooh. Some Dusty. Not Dusty as in Twister.
That would be funny if, like, Hoffman came on the screen, you're like, some Dusty right there.
Yeah. The suck zone.
The suck zone.
I could see Dusty being a relative of the Count. He's into music, he's playing Deep Purple.
Every Hoffman character
on the
is
on the barn burner. Say, it wasn't me who changed you. I'm very proud of myself that I haven't sung that much on this episode. This is I'm a very...
Proud of yourself.
I am proud of myself. Oh, I haven't... I haven't even put a dent into this beer. Wow, it was hitting me hard before. Where's Six Point again?
Brooklyn.
Okay. What's the history behind it?
Like why they named it Six Point?
Yeah, is that like a...
I'm not sure, but...
Sounds like something from like...
like the Five like Points.
Gangs in New York, yeah. Aww.
It's like, dude, big moment. Wait till he's off air?
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Ba-doom, boom. That makes me think of Wayne's World, too. It's okay, see? we're cleaning. Wayne's World.
Yeah, and especially if his shift was almost ending. Oh, I thought his shift was almost ending.
Now he's coming in to do the weather. Or the news, whatever. Excuse me.
Do you hope this moment happens to you one day?
Fuck off.
Oh, that nothing would make me happier.
My dad is the bearded beast.
Fair, that is true.
Yeah.
But
and my mom's very much like Emma Thompson. Someone call her.
No, I was thinking like the American Emma Thompson. You're the bearded beast in the scenario I was saying.
Wait.
And someone comes to you and be like, you're the man I've been searching for my whole life.
Yeah, but I love a Fala. German accent. Fascia. A little redhead kid from Hamburg. Sorry about that. Anyway.
We're not going to discuss that on the pod. You know what, though? Like, okay, so I'm looking at our time, and I know it's even less. But, like, our recording time, and it might be changed with editing and stuff, is, like, around an hour 25.
Yeah.
So, maybe an hour 20 into this film.
Mm-hmm.
We still have 40 minutes left.
At least 30. Yeah.
It just feels like... Like, I'm not going to say it's, like, super slow, because, like, I've been having fun, having a good time, but I'm just... I don't remember much what happens after this.
I think when you're, like... I mean, I know we're watching the movie, but, like, you get sucked in a bit more than, like, when you're doing...
Of course, but even when I saw the runtime, like I said, I was like, this is a little long for this film. I kind of wish it was more lighthearted and quippy than the melodrama that almost happens now three times, Kyle.
But it's the same character, so that's, like, the joke. She listens to rock and roll on the toilet.
But only there.
It's like in, I love when they do that in movies like Truman Show or Major League. Like when you know when you have those characters that are rooting and like listening and yeah. They're like, and you have like the character in the bar, you have like it's, and then you have the character in the tub.
I mean, it happens a lot, yeah.
Yeah,
it's and they visit the same people.
Well, great scene. I'm gonna.
Are you a fan of Ed TV?
It's okay. It's good. It's one of the McConaughey, Woody Harrelson team ups.
Yeah.
I'm even just turning this up so we can even just hear it a little better, because this is one of those good speeches.
This is why they brought Hoffman in.
Yeah.
You know, like, for speeches like this.
Just cathartic, you know?
In what way is it cathartic? Like, what he's saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, I see what you're saying.
He's the soul of this movie.
Yeah. I haven't noticed this, but, like, a lot of this is, like, handheld.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's because it's got the boat. It's
and yeah, like, feel. But that's what's cool.
Yeah.
It gives it the boat feel.
Yeah.
Like, these shots are never static.
Yeah, I know what's about to come, and I am like, oh, wow, there's, like, a...
Right? I have Maybe it just goes quick.
Yeah. I mean, it's an, like... Well, they make... Yeah. They're about to do their last broadcast, and they decide to go on the move, and then the get a hole in the boat. And then people save them. Ooh, wow. Using strong words there in front of the Brits. He's so cool. Not Hey. I love the cutout of
Dr.
Dave. I saw it earlier when someone was throwing darts. Yeah, see, it is you. So I've never said that.
I don't consider myself a comedian.
I love it. Phillips are off and was laughing. That's more actually in that moment. Omrice and your Nick Frost. Like, I'm gonna have to stop you doing so. I love Bill Nye. That's very, you know, that that gif of Robert Redford in oh god, what movie is that?
You know, so many people think that's Zach Galifianakis. What's the movie? God, now I had it in my head. Then I said that I'll look it up. Grizzly Adams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It came back to me.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard, but I just like that. Yeah, like the nod. Like that was so, that Bill Nye just gave that great nod to
he did
handsome.
Give another one.
Yeah, but like, but since it's funnier because it's like since he got up and he was just cool. What was it? Handsome.
Handsome Dan.
Handsome Dan.
No.
No. Aw.
But you got a son now.
He has, like, the anti-Hitler stash. It's like the... It's like,
everything but the middle.
Right? I wonder if that's a statement.
I don't think so.
Maybe for his character. Aw. Well, it's funny. Just think about this scene right here. Everyone getting up and like this. This is a 5-minute scene here. You know?
Fair. What's his job on the boat?
Probably, I don't know. Probably just clean up and... I forget what music this is. But it's a great... Gentleman, lady. Beaded thing. That's a great suit.
And it, like, yeah, I was gonna say, like,
I feel like this was used in like a British film, like at a very important, like a
if we knew the film, we would
like think it was a better callback. Like in other movies that like The Right Stuff,
Know, like Space Odyssey.
Or Chariots of Fire,
yeah,
yes, to the long space, Space Odyssey. You know what I'm going to pay attention
this
for?
This is like a big Hoffman thing.
Yeah. It's a cool shot.
Yeah.
We'll be silent as they are in the radio.
Very good, very good. Jolly.
Well done. Thank you, darling. Rock and roll. Yes. Great. Fuck. Talking about my generation just because I get arse.
Arse.
Hope I die before
you. We haven't mentioned it yet, but again, like it's so Lester Bangs too.
Oh yeah, yeah. I also like. I wonder if Richard Curtis was just like, "Ooh, he's so good and Almost Famous. Mm-hmm. Like, let's get him in." Like, because you start like, I mean, biopics are back. I mean, I know at that time there was Ray and like Walk the Line and that kind of stuff.
I don't think they've ever been out.
I know. But anyway, like not including those, like you think about like how many movies are about music, and Almost Famous is like obviously
up there.
You know, up there, if not the best. And you just think about like who can I use from that movie?
You simply the best.
Better than all the rest.
Announce your next podcast. The Tina Turner. I wish.
Yeah, we get to talk about Thunderdome all the time. Which, didn't you talk about Thunderdome on Third Time's Charm?
We don't need another hero.
D-Day for Rock Radio. I would think, just for the boat's sake, even if it's an old boat, it would be better if it, like, for it to not be anchored all the time, you know?
Yeah, right? Like,
you take the car out for a spin, even if
exactly.
You're, like...
No, I think you're right.
Again, even if it's an old boat and you don't trust it to be, like, you know, take crazy...
No, but you run the engine
seat,
a little bit, yeah. Any engine that you don't run is going to have issues.
Yeah. What was it called? Tuna?
Oh, so they have to anchor it. That's kind of what they're implying. Like for the signal or something.
Yeah.
So, like, but what I would do is, like, at night take an hour to...
Yeah.
You know? Be like, we're going to be off for an hour.
Yeah, really. Like, in the end, how many people are listening to it from, like,
for Bob
three...
Schiff.
Yeah, Bob Schiff. Yeah. And this music too is definitely from like I don't know. Hall fans, let us know. Maybe you know British.
But, well, let's see. Are they broadcasting? Yeah, they are. So screw that theory. Oh, so they have to find us. So the signal keeps changing, I guess.
Yeah. For the small faces.
Yeah, they don't like show the crew a lot in this movie.
No.
I thought that'd be interesting to add some crew characters.
Guess it's about
I love this speech.
Yeah.
Always get the bad news first.
Yeah. How are we gonna die? I saw there was one boat that the guy that does the news was sitting in during their little soccer match.
Yeah, like a lifeboat, right?
Wait, lifeboats are useless. Okay.
How though?
I guess cracks in them. I don't know. we actually never see the like the crew members getting saved at the end. They all die.
Yeah, forget that.
That's so dark.
I mean,
look at those headphones. Look crazy.
Yeah, those are awesome. Like how they poke out like that. So, if
ooh, nice. Can you name the band?
I can't because I can't really hear it.
Well, it's Whiter Shade of Pale, you know, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I cannot name the band.
Procol Harum.
I would never have known that.
I have the, I have it on vinyl right behind us. Great album.
Always I mean, I don't know the album, I don't, but great song.
Very,
Great song.
Use a lot in Scorsese's New York Story.
Yes.
When,
yeah.
Oh, God, Nick Nolte is painting.
What is the name of the song again?
Whiter Shade of Pale.
Okay.
Oh, this is the saddest thing of the whole movie is all the music that's lost.
Yeah, that's depressing. I thought of that last time we were watching it.
And especially when... But I love Bob's face when he saves, like, the one album when it's like, falls out when Carl goes
home. Oh, yeah.
And that's when...
It's the big father-son moment.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, so I thought this film is also featured in. This song is also featured in The Big Chill, FYI.
Oh, okay. Great soundtrack.
Woohoo! It was featured in The Big Chill, Purple Haze.
Ooh, he said Foreigners No Backbone when he was talking about Riso. Must be from.
Yeah.
Must be a Kiwi in this movie.
Break the Wave is the boat that rocked New York Stories. Stonewall was in. I know you like that film. Oblivion, and the Vietnam War.
Like the Ken Burns documentary?
Yeah.
Ah.
And it was also featured...
I worked on those interviews.
It also featured in a favorite of Mike Manzi, one of Mike Manzi's favorite films, The Net. But it was the Annie Lennox version.
Oh.
Mike Manzi of Third Time's a Charm, also on the Cage Club podcast network.
Who will also be joining us for Elvis Costello and Blondie.
That's what we're doing later, yes.
Yes. It's our music-filled day.
Now, did they shoot the boat? Is that why it's sinking?
No, no, the engine exploded.
I'm joking. No, oh, I know. Okay.
But I like Commandant Norrington's like, they might die.
Yeah, and mind you, he's a sea captain. He could save them.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, that guy's cold. The Kenneth Branagh character who just let them die.
Yeah.
I would go there, take them and arrest them.
And arrest them, yeah. I'm going to pay attention this time. I don't think I saw her, but I think a good, even though, like, I mean, we only met his, like, daughter in two scenes, I think it would be great. Actually, I think it would have been great to also then see, I'm just going to call him Norrington, on, like, a boat at the end that saves them. That would be a nice little character arc, I think.
Drowning must suck.
Jesus.
This is a very similar scene to Almost Famous. When the plane...
Yeah,
the
oh wow, yeah. Down. Not that our main man was in that scene.
No.
But, yeah.
No.
Angus.
Angie. You and I both have names that can't really be.
I get Kylie.
You get that? Who calls you Kylie?
My pediatrician. growing up. Sometimes Jerry of the deli that I work at. So older Jewish men.
People... People could call me Bri, I suppose, but
yeah,
I don't feel like a Bri.
B-Rod.
Yeah, but that's with the last name.
Yeah.
People call you Kyrine.
Kyrine. Sounds like a Star Wars name.
Kylo Ren. Yeah. Kylo Reinfried.
What about Bob?
Good movie.
Yeah. It sounds like a Dan Ferrara statement. Fuck that sideways.
It's a great line, though.
A lot of who in this movie.
Who? The guess who?
Yes.
What do you call what he's wearing? Like,
I don't know. A gown.
It's very, like, Eastern, you know?
Yeah. Indian.
This was the theme song to one of the CSIs.
Yeah.
I think they all had Who songs.
I think the first one...
Would that be a tunic, by the way, or is it... Let's see, CSI theme songs.
Who are you?
And that makes sense, because they're like...
That's the first one, and I think this was Miami, and then New York with Gary Sinise's Teenage Wasteland.
Bob O'Reilly.
I'm sorry, yeah, Bob O'Reilly, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. This is Miami.
Here comes sentimental song playing. That's what Cat Stevens' father and son.
I mean, it's so on the money that some people criticize that, but...
Yeah, but it's such a beautiful song.
That it's okay. That's what I was going to say.
Aw. It easy. Yeah, this is the shot I was talking about.
Is that the album he decided to save? What is it?
Actually, can't tell. Thought it was Hendrix for a second, but it's two white guys on the cover.
Yeah. I'll look it up. And guys, sorry if you're off sync and there's audio bleeding. Kyle just really wanted to hear the song.
Yeah. Sorry.
Let me see. What album did he save? Down.
You're sleeping with your girlfriend. That was like so long ago. Oh, wait, come on, keep... Oh, it's a... Oh, dear.
I forgot he did that.
I like that they all, like, have their own... I mean, it makes sense, but they're all, like, own headsets. You know? It's got their personality.
Yeah, it's almost like a chef's knife.
Yeah.
So the album is something I never heard of. The 5,000 Spirits, or The Layers of the Onions, by The Incredible String Band.
What'd you search to find that?
It's like people have Googled it.
Like, was Bob, what album was Bob holding? Is Moody Blues playing right now? Nights in White Satin.
Oof, another great song.
Great album.
I don't know what's on that album.
Haunting. Hit It. Would it be nice if we were older?
Moody Blues?
Yeah, it's the Moody Blues. This is that group, The Baymen, right?
The Baymen.
Harold. Like, his name is, like, never said. Go ahead, Harold.
The Ocean Guys.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice?
This would be the Shore Guys. There's just so many distinct characters, and that's the best part of the movie, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they really... this is a movie that just really does well with an ensemble that, like... the character does not talk.
No, and like, again, it paints in broad strokes, but it's in a good way.
Yeah.
Eeh. But, like, no one's... You see those? There's, like, life preservers around, and no one's using
them. Yeah. Chris O'Dowd looks like he's part of Team Zisu with his hat. Ooh.
That's the one thing I'd say. If they did not have lifeboats that work, they should at least have life jackets on there somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe not enough, but one
person. Well, they thought the boats worked.
Okay, but even still, like, every boat, even in that era, had life vests.
Yeah. Well, they're committing illegal acts, so...
Fair. I guess they're not up to code.
It all of a sudden, like, quickly became the morning light. They're like, we can't film this scene at night.
The morning light, our Game of Thrones sword.
Yeah. Three boats. Rowing.
Yeah, that's a little bit. But yeah. It's like Dunkirk. I think it's like supposed to even...
Oh, yeah, Kenneth Branagh. He's in Dunkirk.
Oh, is he? Oh, yeah. But it's definitely supposed to, like, make you think of that.
Yeah. Well, that's what Christopher Nolan did say. He watched this movie, and that's what inspired him.
Not the actual Battle of Dunkirk.
Yeah, just like, he was like, oh, there should... And then that's how he found out about Dunkirk. It was this scene.
It's funny, now there's, like, more than a boat per person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, wouldn't, like, you're starting to head out there, and you're like, oh, they got it. Yeah.
I'd be afraid the engine would hit me.
Well, that slash the power that, like, you know, it sucks you in.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
You have to jump further away.
Anyone but Angus.
That's so mean.
I'm sure they would not just be like, no, you know, I think it's more of a joke. I hope.
I know, but it's still mean. I'm trying to be nicer these days. Well, not really. It's going to be so freezing. You're going to be in such panic mode.
What else is in this movie? Right? Because, like, at least we still have 10 minutes.
It's, like, then the credits. So, I don't know. Like,
This is the last image I remember.
Yeah, so. It's, like, I don't know, probably 4 more minutes till everyone's on the boats and all looking at one another. They take their time, you know? Oh, big joint.
I'm sorry Bob had that many fans, being in the middle of the night. Nice.
Yes.
Aww. He's got fans here. That's a cool boat.
The schoolgirl's inappropriate. Oh, the nurses.
No one has, like, a life preserver to throw.
They weren't invented at the time.
And it's funny that I said there's a boat for per person, and they all swim to different boats. It's,
yeah.
I would even, like, even like say...
I like that Marianne and her friend aren't on the same boat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's weird.
Oh, yeah.
My name is on your boobies.
Because they honestly... Two of these boats probably could have fit everyone. And you're right, we do not see the crew. I guess that's what the other boats are for, the crew.
Yeah. I love that he's on, like, a fancy, like, schooner.
And they only pick up one of them.
That's actually what Bill Nye should be on that boat. What boat is Bill Nye on?
I don't know if we see.
We see at the end he gives a little cheers because we're still waiting for our main man because he's still down below. We think he's gone.
First time I saw it, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
He's not the captain, but essentially he is the captain. He goes down with the ship. Well,
I'm the captain now. It's a boat movie.
Yeah, boatcast.
Boatcast.
Yeah, but we don't see what boat he's on, Bill Nye. They just, like, a close-up on his face. Maybe we will in a second.
Yes, here we go.
I mean, I'm so happy that he had won the Oscar at this point.
Yeah.
So they're deciding, really, to feature him, you know?
Yeah.
Even if he's not the main character, he's a big deal. And they treat him like a big deal, which is nice to see.
He just looks so majestic coming out of the water.
Like a whale, like, you know.
Yeah, like
a dolphin. Rock and roll!
Rock and roll! I wonder if he, like, was, like thinking in his head. Remember that time?
Yeah, he's like, no one knows this reference.
Yeah.
See, yeah, you can't see what
Yeah, just close-ups, yeah.
Whoa. Oh, I guess, yeah, this counts, too. Like, before the credits, they do all this stuff.
Yeah. Very, I wish they used a different song at the end, but it's okay.
You don't like the song?
No, they used it already. I'm just saying.
Oh.
It's the same
oh,
as
Oh, you mean literally a different song?
Yeah.
Like, a new song.
Yeah. It's for rock and... Yeah, I don't like some of the bands that they show during this point. Don't they show, like...
Kanye? One of them was Kanye. I know that'll piss you off.
Yeah.
Because that's not... I don't consider rap rock. That's its own genre.
They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now.
I know, but they've...
Oh, hey, Blondie, awesome. Wow, that's meant to be. Elvis Costello! Fuck, yeah, high five.
Rock fate, rock awesome. Fate. No, so, I'm not counting this as credits because we're still talking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
In excess. But, yeah, I'm sorry. Rap is not rock. That doesn't mean I hate rap or anything like that. Lauryn Hill's great, but give them enough credit to say that they've invented their own genre.
Yeah.
You know? Hip-hop is not...
Ooh, King Crimson, that's a complete with Mac Ice.
All right, Kyle, so... As these albums play... I think we had a fun time doing this. I hope Billy Joel's Stranger. We've had a good time, you know? We've rocked. We've had some beers.
It's the couch that rocked.
The couch that rocked. Beck. Kraftwerk. Anyway. So what... what are we going to have the Hall fans vote for? For the... September 1st song?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. That's...
Yes, yeah, so you're going to be voting for Jesus
over.
Christ.
Yeah. Okay, so what are the choices, Kyle? What have you decided?
Well, I wrote two down, and when you arrived, you reminded me one of my two...
Iggy Pop! You saw that?
Nice. One of the two I was thinking of, we already decided, is for another month, which... So I was going to say Doubt and 25th Hour as a kind of a back-to-school movie. but as again, so 25th Hour, as you pointed out, we said we would like to cover that for the...
Daylight Savings,
which will be November 3rd this year, I believe.
So, yeah, that'll be on the docket.
On the docket to vote for.
Coming up.
Yeah. So actually, yeah, spoiler alert. You'll know. But anyway, so we're going to keep Doubt, and we're going to do, or the other film you can vote for is The Talented Mr. Ripley. I know.
So give a little handicap on each film.
All right. Doubt, it's a fun family film.
That's Mrs. Doubtfire. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello! So Doubt is about a Catholic boys' school. And Philip Seymour Hoffman is like the Monsignor, right?
Yeah. Kinda.
And then you've got a young, God, what are they? What are those nuns? And
you couldn't think of a name for nuns.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the word nuns. So you got Amy Adams and Meryl Streep
and
so,
Viola Davis. And short performance, but a great performance.
Great performance, and it's all about the. Was, you know...
Based on a play, too.
Based on a play. And that was our biggest gripe with it, I remember, that it just felt...
But we'll see. Maybe on the second watch, it'll be different.
The rewatch. It was a great film, in the sense of great performances for amazing, gifted actors. And then the next film is Talented Mr. Ripley. That's a whole book series, and we get a young Matt Damon... And we get Jude Law and Gwyneth Paltrow, and of course our main man Philip Seymour Hoffman. And so it's Comet Norrington's not in that movie too, right? No, who's the other? It's another like kind of like British guy, the one that he strangles at the end of that.
Now I'm picturing him, but
yeah,
it's not
but
him.
It's not him. Anyway, talk about that's we were just talking about four amazing actors in Doubt. It's you know what it is? It's kind of those four actors versus four actors, which again, Jude Law, Gwyneth Paltrow, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Matt Damon.
Jude Law doesn't have an Oscar, right?
No.
But the other three do. Not for acting, Matt Damon, but
No, for writing.
Yeah.
Well, those are the two movies.
And as always, you can vote on our Instagram. You can vote, and by an Instagram, you just want to comment on the bottom. We count that as a vote. You can vote on our Facebook, and you can vote on our Twitter, all at PSI Love Hoffman. Couple other things that we always remind you of, and we reminded you of before. Subscribe, like, comment, do all those awesome things. Check out our two other shows. My show, High School Slumber Party, where I talk about high school films. Basically, I mean, that's it. And your show, Foodie Films, where you don't just talk about food films, Kyle. You also interview some great chefs, and you have some fun stuff coming up. And
yeah, people have achieved a lot in the food industry. So it's
including yourself.
No.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our rewatch of Pirate Radio.
This was fun. It was really fun.
A nice palate cleanser from the master. Not that we didn't enjoy that, but, you know, we've said it a million times.
Two boat movies, though.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Boatcast. Quickly, and I wanted to do this, and I keep making mental notes to do this, and I keep forgetting to do this. On this rewatch, did you get a different impression of the film? Did you notice anything different about the film?
No, it's...
I think I had the same impression as
same impression,
when I first saw
it. It's a fun... I didn't watch it that long. Like, I've watched it since we watched it for the podcast. It's a movie I, when I find out someone has, like, a similar taste in music to me, I recommend.
That makes sense.
But I have to rate the movie on Vudu. 5 stars.
5 stars. Well, Kyle, you know what you have to do to bring us home.
Well, first off, rock and roll. Second, stay uncool.
Sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles since you came along.